Blog Talk Radio.
There she goes.
I don't know. Quiet.
I have seen
the very geeky show. The kind you listen to with my dad. Social geek.
Blame the music on Keith. It's not going to want to stop now, Keith. It's AK and Deb on Social Geek Radio, and this is going to be a very interesting show tonight. Technical difficulties, and our guest is going to be has already been quite entertaining. So before we get started with Keith. So, Keith, you just hold tight for a few minutes. AK, tell us about the events and things that you've been doing this week.
Oh, gosh, what did I do this week? Well, I did training all day, Monday and Tuesday. And then last night was our very first meeting of my new Baltimore social media group, meetup group. And it was awesome. We had 50 people come. We had to cap it at 50 because of the space that we had. So it was sold out. If we were charging, had sold out our first event, and it was awesome. We had networking. The restaurant where we had it at was a place called El Rodeo in Towson, which was fantastic. They gave us free food. Everybody, you know, bought drinks. We mingled. We did a presentation. We gave people the opportunity to do announcements. I think it just, I mean, I'm a little biased because I was one of the organizers, but I think it was good. So that was that. And then tomorrow I am speaking on a panel at the Mid-Atlantic Marketing Summit. So I will be tweeting all day with the hashtag MAM Summit.
Cool. And then we've got the Charity Miles. I guess tomorrow night I have the meetup in Norwalk, Connecticut. If anybody's in that area, come over to the Norwalk Inn and Conference Center, where franchising folks, including BJ Emerson and the Engage One-to-One team, Jack Munson, Jenny McDonald, and a few other the franchisors and pals built. Actually, quite a few are going to be meeting up in Connecticut about 6:30 tomorrow night. And then we have Charity Miles in New York City starting at 11 a.m. at Taste of Delight in Broadway, going through Central Park and ending up at Tasty Delight in Columbus Circle. And we have a scavenger. We're going to use the scavenger app and the Charity Miles app at the same time.
Oh, wait. Are we going from one Tasty Delight to the other?
Well, we can, yes. That's where we're going to start at one Tasty Delight and, yes, end up the finishing line or the finishing will be at the Tasty Delight in Columbus Circle. And we have coupons.
We get it twice.
So we get it twice, yes.
Oh, I think we'll deserve it, too.
We will. Well, lots of walking. So let's bring on our guest, Keith Murphy, who Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One was so gracious to introduce us to his longtime friend, Keith, who has developed an app called Deja Vu, which sounds quite interesting. But, Keith, I think you're pretty interesting yourself. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. It's actually Deja Vu USA. We're trying to kick off a squatter in Germany for Deja Vu, but they want $30,000, so I can't do anything about that just yet. I'm a silly little startup right now, but I will get that little guy. Hi, everyone. My name is Keith Murphy. I went to St. John's University. I grew up on Long Island in a town called Massapequa. The same town as Jerry Seinfeld and Alec Baldwin and all the Baldwin brothers. So it's actually 6 degrees of separation for us, which is amazing because you can be in LAX and run into someone from Massapequa. I have been living in the city in Long Island, you just call Manhattan the city. Yeah, there is no other terms for it. I've been living here for the last 15, 16 years. Right now, I actually live at Midtown East, actually right across the street from the United Nations, which is the most wonderful place in the world. You can never, just in my little deli that's right next door, you have no idea the most strangest people you can run into. I've met Henry Kissinger more than a few times. just because we have the only salad bar that you can run out to and run back. So it's actually one of the more stranger places. Deja Vu is kind of like, how do I put this? Deja Vu is like the kayak.com for social media. Shop one and done. And we bring all the best parts of social media all under one place. So you've got Facebook check-ins. You've got Yelp reviews. You've got every daily deal all around you, from Groupon, Living Social, KGB, Guilt City, everything, even including your local dealers. There's things that you could never imagine, and they're right at your fingertips, as well as the ability to ask your friends for personalized reviews of a location. So you have a Yelp review, or you can actually ask your friend who you have seen who's been there, oh, my God, how was that? Please let me know before I'm about to go spend a ridiculous amount of money with my friends going there. And that's really what anyone actually wants. And on top of that, we actually have brought in everyone's events that your friends are going to on Facebook, or the parties, I should say, for the next 7 days. So the concept was, there's no reason whatsoever a 25-year-old should ever have to stay in on a Saturday night ever again. So that
wow.
is that's the basics of Deja Vu. I can tell you how I found it and how I came up with it. You're just going to laugh.
Well, we want to hear.
You want to laugh? Okay.
Yeah.
So last summer, what ended up happening was this. I came back from the gym, and if anyone looks at my picture online, you'll notice I'm a big boy. So the gym is like once every 3 months. But what ended up happening was I was in the West Village of Manhattan, where Manhattan is normally a grid, but the West Village, it's all over the place. So what ended up happening was, instead of making a right, I made a left, and I came across this amazing cafe. It was gorgeous. I swear to God, it was like something out of a movie set. Everyone there was like literally more beautiful than the next. And of course, Murphy's Law, I'm wearing shorts, a t-shirt, I just come from the gym. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm pretty sure I smelled. It wasn't pretty. Just being honest. So what ended up happening was this. I took a picture of the menu so I would remember the restaurant so I could come back to it. And I reached out to Vincent Palmieri, who happens to be my chief operating officer. And like, we got to come here. This is fantastic. We got to clean up. We got to take a shower. We got to put a suit on, but we got to come back here. And I didn't get 50 feet from that conversation. And I realized, it's not about checking in. It's about just who wants to come with me. And then, really, that was the genesis. And it was just so exciting from there. And just, okay, that's one piece. That's not everything. How do we really make this exciting for everybody? And that's when we started bringing the Facebook friends, started bringing every daily deal. Because the idea behind it was, what happens in a major city for a 25-year-old? You're not making the big money, but you see the great things that are around you. You want to enjoy them, but you never have the salary to do it. We wanted to bring in as many daily deals as we possibly could so that these kids can enjoy the city that they wanted to. And again, they could share it with their friends on Facebook or Twitter so that their friends could join them in the discovery process. And that's where it got absolutely exciting. And we partnered with a company called Yipit, which is an aggregator of every daily deal site on the entire country. And that's where the light bulb hit us. Oh, my God. We can actually show people where their Facebook friends have been. And if any of the daily deals are in any of those locations. And you can have a Manhattan, a Chicago, an L.A., a Miami life on your own budget. And that, to me, was that was the aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just been the most exciting endeavor in this process. And if you get a chance to take a look at the website or if you get a chance to download it, where it gets the most exciting is 2 days after I thought up the idea, who decided to start posting her drawings on Facebook? This woman called Allison Arnold. She's our artist for Deja Vu. I've known Allison since I was in kindergarten. She does artwork for Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's. And out of nowhere, it was that the perfect anti-Pinterest look. It was New York, the New York Magazine sketches, Mad Men, cool. And that's what posts to Facebook. It's not a picture. It's an avatar of the life that you want to lead. And we thought that was probably one of the coolest things out there.
Well, I love your whole tagline, life is better with friends. And it looks like that's what you're really going after, is making life so much more enjoyable as you pull your friends into these events and this daily activity.
Right. And where it gets fantastic is Facebook limits the amount of people that you see in your friends feed. But what we do is everyone that you know has been checking into someplace or someplace else. And out of nowhere, I've got a friend who I can ask about a location, whether it be a restaurant, a bar, a spa, a museum. Who doesn't want a personalized review from someone that they trust? And that's where it gets absolutely exciting. And we know we've tapped into a marketplace because over 55% of the app is staying on it per session over 2 minutes, and staying on it as long as 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Twitter numbers. I had no idea. This is where it's so exciting.
So, Keith, right now, if I understand it correctly, it's only, not available, I guess anybody can download it, but it only revolves around certain cities at the time being. Is that correct?
All right. Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. Everybody stop listening.
All right. So, officially, we're in New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, Miami. But in reality, we're in the top 13 cities, including Washington, D.C. So at any point in time, if you just pull up the information, I swear to God, you'll have all that you need for your city. And it's because, really, even if the daily deals aren't there, where it gets absolutely amazing is this. I can see where your friends have gone. You get personalized reviews. There are Yelp reviews for every location. And every party that's going on for the next week is at your fingertips. Listen, we have plans to get bigger and stronger and push out much further. But I'm okay with being the little guy right now. No one knows about us, except for, of course, this radio station is pushing out my name.
Yeah, we are sharing with a few thousand people.
I understand that, and I hope everyone can keep a secret, is all I ask. So really, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you, how long has the app been in place? How long have you...
Oh, well, this is fantastic is this. What happened was we launched the day before Facebook's IPO. And if you've ever done an iOS app, you don't have an answer. You don't really get an answer of when you get to launch. You'll just, hey, you're free. It's a bird. Go ahead. Fly. You'll just, you rat bastards. You, really, the day before the IPO of Facebook, you rat freaking bastards. So, what's absolutely hysterical is it was okay because we only did a launch to friends and family, right? And we knew that there were bugs. We had an idea. And we pushed it out to only our personal groups just so we can get an understanding of what was wrong. And then over the summer, we formulated the list. We fixed everything. And then we just did the relaunch at the end of August. So what ended up happening for us is we just started launching our marketing campaign here in New York City with a combination of the OK Magazine's Fashion Week party, which was, oh my God, the most amazing thing. So we were able to actually grab all that attention, all that buzz, and we're just starting to push out, not only here in Manhattan, but in Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, and Miami. So it's just the beginning steps. So it feels like, again, we've been out there for a little while, but we weren't good. We had to fix everything. Now that we're up and running, everything right now is working fantastic, and it's just very, very exciting.
Well, Keith, I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot, and just so everybody understands the distinguishing factors of your app, why would one choose to use the Deja Vu app as opposed to, let's say, using Foursquare?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, and here's where it gets absolutely fantastic. Everything that's going on with this, what's it? Foursquare, God bless their hearts. They educated the entire free world about the whole check-in thing. But one small problem was you've got an entire generation that's checking in vis-a-vis Facebook off of their mobile that doesn't authentically leave and then check in from Facebook. That's why most of Foursquare numbers have been flat for the last, I don't know, 18 months. The situation then comes down to is, for me, the defining moment was when a 45-year-old pulled out Foursquare to get a 25% off his latte at a Starbucks. And I'm like, this, I think they just lost that cool factor. I know it sounds horrible. And by the way, I love them for everything that they've done. But here's the thing. You have a 30-to-1 ratio of the amount of friends you have on Facebook versus Foursquare. And again, on Deja Vu, we've pulled in every daily deal in the country. On top of that, we're actually give you the ability to see the review and get a review from one of your friends. What could be more important than that?
It's that trust factor.
Mm-hmm. Again, it really comes back to that same premise, which is our tagline: life is better with friends. And just to hit upon that a little bit further, we're doing a major university push that's going to start to come out in January. And really, what it comes down to is we're letting these kids. It's how can I put this? It's The Apprentice meets a classier version of The Jersey Shore. So they'll be able to actually listen. These kids are getting beaten up left, right, and center. They're not prepared. I think that they are, because they're going to have real world exercises where they actually have to show how they can build buzz on with marketing on an application. But at the same time, they're also going to have to be able to build buzz on a social issue. Now, my own personal favorite, and it's a personal rallying cry for me, is anti-bullying. So what we're trying to do across the country at the top 25 universities is give these kids the chance to show not only their chops of marketing, but their ability to actually affect social change. Now, the winners of this contest will have the chance to be Deja Vu USA's ambassador in the Hamptons next July, for the full month of July, completely free, house in the Hamptons, pool, tennis court, car. They will be able to go to the Russell Simmons White Party. They'll be able to work at the Ralph Lauren Polo.
Time out. Is this just for students, or can AK apply to this?
Say that one more time.
Is this just for students, or is this open for AK to apply?
AK is allowed to do a follow-up interview at the Russell Simmons White Party. She's more than welcome to do a flyby and just make sure that we are doing the right thing with our interns.
All right. That'll have to do.
The idea behind this is this. How, instead of the Jersey Shore, let's give you the Hamptons. There are more people with more influence than God has ever created out there. And we actually have the access to every one of the major events that are out there. We know it's a wonderful carrot to put out there, but at the same time, you're going to prove yourself, not only in the real world, but also on social issues. And that, to me, is the most important. Listen, this can't be about a company, guys. It has to be about something more. And again, I'm not going to lie to you, I've been drinking, but I still think that this has to be honest. The ones who are just trying to do this for the money, they never last. The people who are trying to actually help change the world in a good way, you have a much better chance.
Are you eventually going to try to monetize it in some way down the line, maybe working up sponsorships with the businesses that you're helping out?
No, we've actually figured out the way to monetize it, and amazingly enough, it comes from my days working with Microsoft. We can create a business intelligence operation that will change group buying services' way of how they do business. Smarter, faster, real deals that actually make sense to people. Just not because they're smiling and dialing into a phone, but where people want to go, where they want to do, and the times that they want to do them. Right now, they're just trying to fill a quota, and guess what? That's a sales manager's point of view. That's not a consumer's point of view. And that, I want to change the industry to what the consumer wants, not what the company needs. And that, I believe, will be our big game changer. And we can do this in any country that has Facebook, has daily deals, and has mobile.
Sounds good. Can I ask you a completely unrelated question, although it's kind of related?
Absolutely. I have really good hair.
Okay. Well, see, I already knew that because I saw your picture. Okay, so I'm at your Facebook, your personal Facebook, and I see in
yes.
your cover image that you have this nice layout, I guess, of the Deja Vu app display and what it looks like. But then next to it is something that is One Hope Wine branded, and I am a huge One Hope Wine person. I was just wondering if you had done anything kind of cross-promotional or they just happened to be, like, at the same event that you were sponsoring.
The Star Vodka picture.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What we've done, and again, folks, I'll be the first one to tell you, I have been ridiculously lucky on this. The dev team that we've gotten on board on this, they have 4 number one iPad apps. The front end iOS guy, he's got 3 electronic games of the week. This Allison Arnold comes on board and makes gorgeous images. And then out of nowhere, because of friends, we make a fantastic relationship of a gentleman by the name of Charles Ferry, who happened to own lounges here in New York City and in the Hamptons. He owns Star Vodka. So we know that the way that we're going to actually be building out this app is through a lot of the events at all the very popular places.
Okay.
And guess what? I have a vodka company as my partner. How much
really?
Does that, how much does that not suck? And by the way, I'm drinking Star Vodka right now, everybody. I don't know about the FCC, but I got to tell you, it does not suck.
That is fantastic.
So,
Dev, do you have any questions for Keith? I feel like I'm, monopolizing.
No, Joe, no. You're on a roll.
Okay.
Well, Keith, let me ask you a little bit about what you're doing for marketing the app. Are you doing it strictly through word of mouth? Are you relying heavily on social media to do that?
All right. So, are we in the cone of silence again? Can I speak freely?
Within reason, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we've done is this. It's 3 layers of our marketing campaign. The first layer is doing a deal with a company called Tapjoy. Tapjoy is a very well-known company for user acquisition. They basically work with Words for Friends, Scrabble with Friends, all of those. So instead of just using the red letters and you want to upgrade to the blue, you can either pay 99 cents or you can download another application and we'll pay for that upgrade for you. That is our way that we're actually getting the best amount of trending for us in a city when we first start to launch into it. Secondly, and the reason why I actually picked them, so they actually had a wonderful conversation with Kayak.com's VP of marketing, and they used them right before they went IPO, and it was he could not say enough wonderful things. Now, again, that's just a foundation. They're not active users, but it gives us an amount of data in a city that you never feel like you're alone. That's where we start to push on even further with our partnership with Star Vodka, our street teams, and our events. So we'll go into each of the top 10 USA cities and we'll actually be throwing Deja Vu events. But this, so we'll actually have people helping people download them, let them understand like this. Instead of being the, how can I say, the red velvet line to get in, instead of being one of the beautiful people, all you have to be is a Deja Vu user. And you're in the VIP section instead of somebody else. And we actually we just hired a mixologist to create a Deja Tini.
Oh.
Doesn't everyone?
It's pretty cool. That actually fits along with, sort of along with one of my Geek It Out fights that I have for today. I have a feeling you are going to really like.
Tell me.
Not yet. Gotta wait a few minutes.
So let me ask you this.
How are you going to promote this university program?
Well, what we've done is we've just hired someone who's worked with Nike, has worked with Reebok, has worked with Budweiser for social programs on campuses. My main goal here is a mixture of not only creating buzz, but I'd actually really like to really push the social programs. I mean, if anyone who's actually been awake for the last 72 hours has seen the story about Amanda Todd, a very young 15-year-old girl who had just committed suicide within the last week in Canada, they all because of social media bullying. And for me, there is no closer wound to my heart. And I really cannot stress this enough. Listen, if my tagline is life is better with friends, you should never feel that alone that you have to commit suicide. And this is a poor, this is a troubled young child that hit me so hard in the chest. There's no reason that this should have happened. No reason this should have slipped through the cracks. As much as I want to build my brand, I want to make sure that social awareness, it can't be just about the company. It has to be about something more. And for once in my life, Keith Murphy as himself, not so much, but Keith Murphy as the CEO of Deja Vu USA, we can make a difference. And we can make a difference with the demographic that it affects. We had an issue here at Rutgers not so long ago, about a year ago, where this poor kid got picked on because he's gay. He ends up killing himself. This should never happen to our youth.
We have a chance.
We have a chance to do this where it's sponsored by Deja Vu. Push this out. How can I help? If it doesn't reach anybody but five people, the money that I spend on this is more than gold.
You know, AK, something just occurred to me after having Gene on earlier this week with Charity Miles. Do you see a pattern with our app developers and their passion and of making a difference, not just for themselves and putting money in their pockets, but making a difference in their communities?
Yep, I definitely see the trend moving towards the social good aspect of things, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a thing about app CEOs. Listen, we have panic attacks at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. But once you launch, it's a mixture of how many downloads, how we're doing, how many sessions are, it's got to be about something more. It can't be about money. It can't be about downloads. It can't be about expansion. Because guess what? It's never going to get you far enough. Zuckerberg didn't get there because he just wanted to have a new social media placement tool. Who cares? What's changing in this world is we have a chance to affect change for the first time ever. No one's ever seen this. You haven't seen this in the political debates. You haven't seen this anywhere else. You get to affect change with your opinion. We have a chance of doing that. And I think wasting that, that to me is a sin. And I didn't mean, and I apologize. I didn't mean,
no.
I didn't mean to bring the show down, but this is something that is very close to my heart. I just, to the point where I was willing to kill a reality TV show about a brand ambassadorship just so we did the right thing with college universities for social issues. This cannot happen. This cannot be just for entertainment. This has to be a way to help your friends and bring your friends into your life. Hence, life is better with friends.
I like that. I really, really, really like that tagline. I think that's very appropriate. So I have a question for you. So AK and I, oh, go ahead. Oh, and Sarah, our listener, a whole bunch of us are going to be in New York City on Sunday walking with Charity Miles. And I have downloaded the app, but I haven't used it yet because I'm here in Houston and I don't see, you know, where it's working, but I'll be using it in New York. So what am I going to be most surprised by when first thing I do when I get into New York City and I open up the app?
The greatest part about it is when you go into any one of our sections, especially in the bigger city, you see our trending. And the trending is the best part. It shows you where everyone else wants to go. And that's where it's most exciting. So all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, you actually get a chance to see where a local wants to go. And listen, if you live there and you know a few people, you might even see a friend, a Facebook friend icon pop up to show you that one of your friends has been there. But where it gets absolutely fantastic is the idea at any point in time, as soon as you launch the app for shopping, restaurants, drinks, or activities, you get to see where other people in that city want to go. So you can't get a better insight into what's going on. And the best part is all the locations that pop up, they come up based off of where you're standing. And that's where it's exciting. So it's not like this, oh, okay, I can go to the aquarium. That's 17,000 miles away. No, they want to go to Sephora because there was a wonderful little makeup thing going on. And by the way, it's 2 blocks to the left.
Cool.
So, exactly. And then the other piece of the pie is we're friends on Facebook now. So you see all of my parties that I've got going on in and out. So I promise you, you will not be bored this weekend. Even though I do apologize. I may have to take my mom to the cruise in Newark. My mom and my aunt are cruisers. So basically what they do is 3 times a year they go on a cruise and they travel the world. My sister has to go to Iona College for homecoming for my niece's lacrosse game. So that leaves me to drive my mom to actually the boat. So if I cannot make the breast cancer walk, please know that I will actually be donating in my absence.
Well, I know that you've downloaded the Charity Miles app and shared that with everybody, so that's great. And that's really what we want to do. We want to tell everybody about your app. We want to tell about the Charity Miles app, you know, all those great apps that are out there and that should be worth sharing.
Trust me, I want to download, but I got to tell you, I love charity apps. Charity Miles is gorgeous. As much as I want you, everyone who's listening, I want you to download Deja Vu. Charity Miles is pretty damn cool, too.
Are there any other Charity Miles that you can recommend for us?
Oh, my goodness.
You're calling quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's an amazing thing in Austin for autism that I would absolutely love to help out there as well. If that's what you meant.
Sure.
Very good. Well, Keith, is there anything else that you want to share with us about the app or what? Why don't you go ahead and give us the link? How can people find the app? How can they connect to you?
Absolutely. In the Apple App Store, just type in Deja, DEJA, space VU, space USA, or just go to my website, which is DejaVuApp.net, N-E-T. Anyways, we have a link on there. And please like us on Facebook, because we'll be throwing contests up left, right, and center. We actually had Christian Louboutin shoes contest in August. We'll be having a Gucci handbag for ladies in November. You really do want to enter into endurance for that one. So when we do giveaways, we do them well.
Very good.
Deb and AK, thank you so much for having me. This is the most.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful.
Very good. Well, you can either hang here or you can go off and with your friends there, because I know you're at an event. But we're going to move into Geek It Out. It was fun having you. Thank you very much. And
thank
I will
you.
See
I would
your.
I would actually stay on, but I'm actually down to 10% on my iPhone. I love my iPhone, but it has no battery.
Well, we understand that no battery.
And so, AK, this is the bad part. That's why I had to buy you an iPad.
Well, I already have an iPad. I want you to buy me an iPhone. Why don't you just give me your iPhone if it's that bad?
I like that. All right.
Thank you so much
for having me.
All right, Keith. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great night. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, before we actually move into Geek It Out, I do have to say I think that's been one of the most interesting guests that we've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
He is quite passionate about his work and his Deja Vu app, but we'll have to check it out when we're in New York City and see what deals are out there.
Sounds good. Good. Got
sounds
it.
Good. Good. So we've got some listeners that are here in the chat room, and I will tell you that I was chatting in the green room with our listeners, and I can't tell you how excited I am that one of our loyal listeners, LittleBird22, Sarah, just told me that she just might be in New York City with us and with her Charity Miles app as well.
That's right. Yep. She might be stuck next to me on the bus on the way up there.
I am so excited. There's another IRL.
That's right. Get to that blog.
Well, right now what I've done is I started a Flickr page. So I started on my Flickr album of trying to think of the people that I've met in person after knowing them on social media for so long. So I will be snapping some pictures on Sunday. It'll be cool.
I think I'm going to start the Deb IRL blog. I'm just going to add some sweet pictures and stuff. I'm just going to do it for you.
You can do that for me, yes. And I do have the picture of you and I actually meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at each other in the eye and saying, hello.
So that's what you look like
that
in real life. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay,
cool.
So I guess we should move it into to Geek It Out, but I'm very excited about this weekend. So.
Yeah, it's a good end. Weather looks like it's 0% chance of rain, so anybody who is having second thoughts about coming, you now have no excuse because you will not get rained on. You will not let that happen.
That's right. But we do have lots of listeners that are going to be walking in their own city. So I know Ronnie Dealey is going to be walking in Delaware. Cindy and Perkins will be walking in Paris. And we've got Robin Scott walking in North Carolina. Lori Windham is walking in Houston. So there's just so many people that have decided to walk in their cities at the same time that we're walking so that they can really feel like they're walking along with us. So I think that's really exciting.
Well, what everybody should do is use the hashtag ROZ, right? Which is just ROZ.
Yep.
And then post photos as you go, and then we can all follow the hashtag and see everybody's photos from all of the different areas.
Absolutely. Oh, and we have a suggestion here in the chat that next time we do this, we should take it to Paris. I'll vote for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could do it in Australia when we go to Australia.
This is true. Yes. We could do that. We'll go see Diane and Kate and all of our Australian buddies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right. Let's geek it out.
Let's geek it out.
Well, I'm kind of sad that Keith is going to miss this one because I really think that he would have enjoyed it. But, Deb, you might not enjoy this one so much, but I think some of our listeners will. It's drinkify.org, drinkify.org. And you type in either something that you're listening to, and a music, an artist, a singer, whatever, or what you want to listen to, and then you click on what should I drink, and it suggests a drink that goes along with the mood of that music while also playing that music in the background. And you can
oh, good. So I should not go ahead and click that the music will come on then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, so it's a fun little social thing, you know. It gives you the drink recipes, too, so it's a good way. But I think it's cool how it kind of melded two senses together like that, just plain and simple and taste and sound.
Should I? No, I'm not sure I'm going to put that on Twitter. I don't know. We'll see. But that's cool.
So maybe we can play with that in New York.
Okay. I do like it.
I'm gonna tweet that to Keith. Okay. All right. Okay, the next one I think is super cool. It's called World C. So it's just a word world and the letter C dot AM. So it's World Cam, but the dot is between the C and the A.
Oh, that's really strange.
Okay, so the premise of this is you are looking at Instagram photos that people have taken when they've gone out and tagged places. So you can type in, literally anywhere that somebody would go where they would take pictures. You just put in the location, put in the name of that place, and you just get to see all the users' photos. It's actually really neat. I played with this for a while when I found it.
Okay, it's not coming up for me, so I'm doing something wrong.
Okay, WORLDC dot AM.
Oh. There it is. Okay, I put my dot in the wrong place. Huh.
Yeah.
Very good.
So it's really cool. Because I like seeing what people... And actually, if you wanted to compare this to, like, the food spotting app, where you want to go and see the pictures of the food before you order it, I found that this site actually has way more pictures on it of food that people... Because, you know, the hip thing is to take a picture of your food at a restaurant. So you can get tons of pictures of the food at a restaurant on here as compared to even people who are uploading them on food spotting.
Hmm.
And FYI.
FYI, good one.
All right.
Okay.
The next one, I just am mentioning this one because I want you and the listeners to tell me if you think it's as goofy as I think it is. It's called ironicsand.com. So ironic and then SANS.com.
Yeah, it's coming.
EHSRS. Let me put it in the chat room.
We've had this before, I think. Maybe not.
Maybe they have a whole bunch of different products.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to the actual what the site was except for the dot or the slash THRS part. But anyway, the premise of this is you're on Twitter and you have 140 characters and you type out what you want to say, and you're like three characters over. And you don't want to do goofy stuff and take out vowels.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you take your biggest words and you put it in here. I have not been drinking.
No,
essentially,
you have not.
It's essentially a thesaurus. But the results that it serves up are only words that are fewer characters than the word you initially entered.
Right.
So I was like, why wouldn't you just go to a thesaurus and look at the smaller words in the entries? But, you know,
well,
like
that would take too long.
Count. Yeah.
That would take too long. This is very good. That's a good tool.
All right.
I like
that. The next one is one that you sent me. for our Geek It Out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've had lots of sites this week. And so maybe you looked at this. I didn't get a chance to really look at it too much, but it's foodukate.com, FOODUCATE.com.
Mm-hmm.
So did you look at this one?
I didn't. I found it that day and thought, wow, this really looks pretty cool. I love that it says healthify your supermarket choices. So I did not download the app yet and test it out. But I really do want to look at it.
It helps you mm-hmm. find healthy food when you're out grocery shopping. I guess it's sort of like a, we'll call it a nutrition label directory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think, you can do some comparisons, I think. The kid on that website just cracks me up. Reminds me of my grandson. But, yes, I do, and I liked it because it had both Android and the iPhone.
Yes.
I was thinking about you when I saw that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, if I grocery shopped, I would probably use that, but I don't. So, solve that problem. Yeah.
Something new about AK. She doesn't grocery shop.
That's right. Sorry. All right. The next one is Light with LIGHTT.com.
That's really cool.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I understand it's an iPhone app and it works on iOS 4.0 or higher, but I didn't get a chance to click on the blog or go to the About section to see what it's really about. I just think the site in of itself is really neat. So if you go to LIGHTT.com and you start at the top and you hold down the down key on your keyboard and just let it scroll down, it's just a really cool site. And I'm assuming the app is going to somehow revolve around that type of technology. But, again, I just like what it does. Everybody just sit here and scroll down and look at it for a little while. Ooh.
Yeah, and when I did, it's just like I kept thinking, am I going to get to the end? Or is this, could I sit here for hours and just keep scrolling down? And
I got to the end.
I did too.
But it is
really cool.
I don't know how this works. Yeah, because it's not like a live video, because if you stop scrolling, it stops going.
It stops. So where do you think this is?
I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
Well, I was looking at it because I really do think it is New York City.
It could be.
You
can sign up for an invitation. Maybe you'll get one by Sunday.
Yeah, but then I looked again closer, and I'm not sure. I was trying to look at the buildings and determine. You know, why don't we do this as a Facebook competition, or anyone that's listening and is looking at this, and whether they're doing it live or when they listen to the show, I'd love to hear their thoughts. Where do they think the city is, and put it on the Social Geek Radio Facebook page.
Good thinking.
Yeah, I mean, if we look, yeah, and we could sit here and do this for the rest of the show, but I don't think we want to do that. But I bet we could find a street sign or something that tells us where this is.
You know I'm going to be completely obsessed with this when we're done with the show.
Yeah. Well, and then you can verify the listener, and then we can send them a koozie and let them know that, yes, they were correct, or no, they were not.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
You saw my tweet today that I gave out. Oh, I found out what state it is. I gave out our koozies to the Baltimore social media group people. So hopefully they did their job and they scanned the QR code, and we have some new listeners tonight.
That would be very cool. Yes. Now, did you give away BJ's book as well, or was that just on display?
I gave away BJ's book. It was my gently loved book that I used that was signed by BJ that I actually gave away. And our winner was Justin Burke, who was a meteorologist on the news here for like 20 years. And he was very excited about the book.
Fun.
And Justin's actually working on a cool Facebook weather app and a mobile weather app for kids, which Deb, when he has this live, I will send it to you because I know you will love it for your grandson.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was very appropriate for Justin, and I know he really liked it, so I can't wait to hear what he thinks about it. So, that was that. Okay.
Well, very good.
Well, I feel better now that while I was just talking, I figured out what that city was. So now it's up to you guys.
Do you already know?
Yeah.
We'll put it in the chat and we'll let everybody else guess.
Okay. All right, you want to know? Okay.
Yes, I want to know.
All right. Okay, so the next Geek It Out site that I have. Okay, this one is kind of cheating because it's a... You have to pay for a lot of the features on this site, but I think if you're at this stage in your business, it's primarily for entrepreneurs and startups, but it could be really appropriate if you're working on rebranding, do something, some sort of website redesign, if you are working on a landing page or some sort of advertising campaign, I think it would still be appropriate. But again, I have to tell you, it does cost a little bit of money, so... Don't be going saying, hey, guys, I could use this if it's free, because it's not. So, it's my little spiel. Anywho.
Okay. That's
the site
your disclaimer.
Yes. So, I cannot be held accountable for any money you pay on this site. So, the site is called whichtest1.com. WHICHTESTWON. Which test one.
That one popped up, too. When I'm typing these in, it's like, oh, I have not seen this before.
So the premise of this is people can submit things to the site and they go through sort of an A-B split test and a whole variation of different things. I think the one that they have up on the homepage right now is testing out two different calls of action. So version A and version B, would you click pay with an email, pay via email or pay with a tweet? So it's which one worked better, and you can click to vote, and you can see it. But if you dig further into the site, up at the top, the option at the far right says 290 case studies. If you click on that, it actually breaks them up into categories. So you can see case studies for brand naming, case studies for conversion goals, case studies for elements of your website, et cetera. Now, this is the part where you ultimately have to pay like $75 a year, but it could also really help get you some clients if your conversion rates increase and so on and so forth. So, personally, I think it's a really great tool, which is why I'm sharing
mm-hmm.
it. And,
very good.
Yeah. And I think, Ms. Deb, I think that's all I have for us this
evening.
Okay,
that's good.
Between now and Monday, I think we've had like 8 Geek It Out sites, so I got to make
sure
I get them to our Twitter Geek It Out list, and then I get them to my Pinterest Geek It Out board.
Yes.
So
now, why don't you, we've got some time, we're going to end the show here in a few minutes, but tell us about the guest that's going to be on next week. Unfortunately, I won't be able to join you, but I'll listen as soon as my flight lands, but you've got a cool guest coming on next week.
Yes. Our guest next week is the chief marketing officer of a company local to me here in Baltimore called Social Toaster. And they were actually one of our sponsors last night. They came and gave out some T-shirts, which was very nice of them. So thank you, Social Toaster. But, yes, I'm very excited to have Walt be my guest on the show. And he's going to talk to us all about creating brand ambassadors. And how to really establish people who are true fans of your brand, and then how you as a company can help them spread the word for you. So I know, especially in all of this app development that we've discussed, a lot of people now are really focused on that word-of-mouth marketing and really sort of letting the people do the talking. So I won't spoil it for really discussing what his product is. I'll let him do that next week, but the service or the product that his company offers really helps do that in a very streamlined way for businesses. So I think between learning about the product and then just hearing the theory behind creating brand ambassadors will be really a good topic for everybody.
Oh, I think so. Very good. Well, I will certainly tune in as soon as I can. So with that, I think we should probably go for the night, save your Geek It Outs for next week, and everybody that's going to see us in New York, I'm looking forward to it, or everybody that I'm going to see in Connecticut, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, okay, I'll see you in a couple of days.
See you Sunday. Bye,
okay.
Everybody.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
It's a very geeky show.
show me, social media.